Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the potential of those who wish to develop their spirit, mind, and body. My name is April May, and we are looking forward to bringing you this service today. We are blessed to have with us Lily Sandberg. She's back again, and we're glad to have her. You'll hear a little bit more about her in just a bit. And I'm going to start us out this morning with our mission and our foundation statements. So please join me on your end if you'd care to. I'll know if you're reading it because I'll see your lips moving. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Amen. And our foundation statement, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. So it is. Okay, so what I would like to do this morning is invite Christine to join us and to share the daily word with us.
Good morning. The daily word today for Sunday, July 11th is pray for others. I know the truth of each dear one I hold in prayer. What an honor it is to hold others in prayer. Excuse me. I am grateful for this sacred trust and use it to see beyond appearances, knowing they are temporary conditions. I focus on the unchangeable truth that each one for whom I pray is a divine being, a living expression of God. As I pray for others, I envision divine peace, calming thoughts, and strengthening faith. I see healing leading to the realization of wholeness. I pray divine love and wisdom create harmony in relationships, guiding every decision. I affirm divine order is established in every area of life. I claim for them the zeal to complete everything that needs to be done. I then give thanks, grateful to bless others with the gift of prayer. And from Matthew 18, 19, again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
Thank you, Christine. And we do know that Christine is a prayer warrior. So that was a good daily word for you to be reading today. Okay, so I'd just like to share a few more words with you guys about Lily. I have the great good pleasure to work with her in the Unity Eastern region. She's our communication specialist and does a great job with managing a lot of our social media. And I am so grateful for her. And she is a second year ministerial student who's soon getting ready to go off and do her internship in around our home church area, Unity Village. This is her second time with us on a Sunday. And I am looking forward to Faith or FOMO, a look at divine timing. So thank you, Lily, and we welcome you.
Thank you so much for having me. So I am Lily Sandberg. My pronouns are she, her, and the thing that some of you may know, some of you may remember, some of you may not know, is that I grew up in Unity. I am a born and bred Unity kid. And what some people often think is that I have less dogma, less stuff to sort through. I just have my own stuff. You know, we all have it. it just doesn't look the same as other people's. But one of the things that always makes me chuckle from growing up in Unity and from being in school and in these principles and in these conversations and cultivating this community of ministry and those that want to ask big questions is when you establish a talk title, you really get to live it like three or four, sometimes many times through before you actually get here to present the thing. So when April was saying, what's your talk title? Where are you going? It came up so clearly that we were talking about faith. And then I was reading an article, one of the articles that a friend sent to me, all about FOMO, the fear of missing out. And so from meditation that morning, when it was all about faith and just in a deep reverence of God the good and the faith that I get to have in the things seen and unseen. And then having my friend follow up this article, I was like, what an interesting flip side of the coin to be in this world where you can be in the faith or you can be in the fear of missing out. And so that pretty quickly became my running title. And then I got to have all of these experiences where this was really tested, where you get to show up in faith when it is not easy. And I have had more experiences of FOMO, the fear of missing out, in these past few weeks than I have in a long time. And the underpin of all of these things that I decided to dive into, because it's one of those things that I believe to be true, but our call is to examine the things that we believe to be true even deeper, is divine timing. And so yesterday, I had this sermon buttoned up. It was ready to go. It was great. I practiced it in my head like 15 times. I knew exactly what I was wearing. I knew exactly how I was going to feel. And then God goes, oh yeah, that divine timing thing, that faith thing. Let's see where these edits may go. As I'm reading through in the Atlanta airport yesterday, traveling home. And God said, we're going somewhere else. So welcome to this experience of faith and FOMO and a conversation on divine timing that, in full transparency, is going somewhere. It may be off my notes, but we are going somewhere together. So thank you for joining me this morning. I want to just set the stage, make sure we're talking in the same language, because sometimes, especially when we're talking about some of these big words or unfamiliar terms, we may be on different pages or different understandings. The beauty of Unity is we have some set definitions that let us have conversations in the same realm, the same ballpark with our own individual experiences. But I just want to like set the tone. Let's give some definitions here. So faith, our first of our 12 powers. Faith is the power, principle, and divine idea forming the basis of our ability to believe, have faith in, be confident, have conviction, trust, and hope. Faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. Faith is spiritual assurance, the ability to do the seemingly impossible. I am pulling from, April has told me many a times, and I have seen it, that you guys are, shall we call it, an advanced spiritual community? For many of you, you've been in Unity, you've thought these things. If you don't have Use the Truth You Know by Paul Hasselbeck, I'm putting out a plug right now. It calls you deeper and it gives some really stark definitions. And you're like, all right, Paul Hasselbeck, where are you going with this? And then he does such a good job of being able to simmer it down. So faith is more than a belief. It is the very substance of that which is believed. And so when we talk about faith, when we know that it is the first of our principles of our 12 powers, we know that it is the foundation. Faith is talked about so much throughout scripture, throughout spiritual communities. You are called to have faith in, to trust. Jesus called us time and time again, have faith. We see in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So when we're talking about faith, that is my definition. And so then we go into FOMO, the other piece of my title. So how many people before this week had even heard FOMO as a term? A few. Good. Okay. That's kind of what I thought, because FOMO, the fear of missing out, is more common of an acronym that I think is used in today's world. Turns out FOMO was first used in 1996 by a marketing strategist by Dan Herman. That is the year I was born. Was the first time that FOMO was talked about in an academic setting. And it has grown in increased popularity and utilization in our language since then. That is it linked to the increase of social media and our lives online. FOMO is the uneasy and sometimes all-consuming feeling that you're missing out, that your peers are doing, in the know about, or in possession of more of something, and therefore maybe better than you. The fear of missing out. In a survey that was conducted in 2010, 11 years ago, young people were reported for how many of you have experienced FOMO in the last 6 months. Want to take a guess of how many reported that? 75%. I bet if we did that today, that would be even higher of a percentage. And I'm talking about young people and I'm talking about FOMO because that's my life. That's my people. Those are the people I am called to minister to. And so FOMO can be used in regards to the general feeling that you have, the anxiety that if I choose to stay home tonight, that I am going to see all of the fun that was had without me online. And I wish I would be there. Or it's saying that I am so afraid of taking my day off, truly taking a day off. So I'll sneak in a work email here and there because I don't want anyone to get else ahead of me and feel like I chose myself over the pressure to show up for others. It's like that whole thing about the oxygen mask. Got to choose you first before you help the person next to you. But FOMO tells you that you do not have the space to do that because you are afraid of missing what may be yours and you may have regret about that. And that's what creates this cycle. The fear of missing out, when you feel it once, you have made the space to feel it again. And if you let yourself feel it again and again, that fear of missing out increases to have near paralysis of doing anything. That you are not just afraid of missing out, but you are afraid of showing up. The thing I love about these unity principles is that we can go back and we can see them throughout time. We can see them throughout different writings in different ways that just need to hit us in the current moment, but maybe were written a while ago. So one of my favorite works from Eric Butterworth actually is one of his less well-known compilations of essays, and it's called Celebrate Yourself. And so this snippet was taken from a piece written 40 years ago. Keep that in mind as you listen. Butterworth says, "We live in an age of speed and accomplishment. We go more places and do more things in less time than seems imaginable. But we have come to the critical stage where we must decide whether the machines and high technology we have created are going to master us or whether we are going to master them and keep ourselves in tune with the rhythm of the universe. I have come to the conclusion that whenever I feel I have so much to do that it seems impossible to accomplish it at all, this is the very time to pause and take a break. To go forward at this point and in this consciousness is not only unwise, but dangerous. Whenever we are late, we are out of attunement. Hurry and rush will not reestablish this attunement any more than racing your engine will get your car in gear when it is slipped into neutral. The need is to pause. Get the thought of hurry and its related fear out of the mind." 40 years ago, Eric Butterworth, one of the foundational authors of this movement, who was trained and steeped in the knowledge of the Fillmores, was saying, "We live in an age of speed and accomplishment." 40 years ago. I think Mr. Butterworth would be floored at how true and accelerated that is for our life today. I went on vacation last week. Total vacation at the beach. I had nothing to do. Do you know the sense of anxiety it caused me to shut all of my tabs on my computer and turn my phone off? I was unreachable. no one could talk to me. And instead of saying, oh my gosh, I just get to rest, I get to rejuvenate, that fear inside of me, that FOMO came. What if I miss a call? What if it's important? What if I let someone down? What if I miss an opportunity? And that is when I realized I got to live this lesson before I got to give this lesson. Because that was my call. When we have that anxiety coming up, that fear of missing out, we get to be called into faith. That the power we have, knowing that we create our reality, is knowing that we have to check in on the inside. Where is the stem of this anxiety come from? For me, I know that my fear of missing out comes from my fear of letting others down and therefore letting myself down. We each have it. It is the thing in us that is the best part of us that out of balance gets us out of whack. It may be the doubt in ourselves. It may be some lack of consciousness. It may be a belief in unworthiness, a belief in letting others down and therefore yourself. Whatever that is, that tends to be the pit in us that ignites FOMO. But the gift we have of choice, knowing that our powers, our 12 powers, we can tap into this body that gives us so much information about our internal world and internal experience and say, oh, that pit in my stomach where anxiety comes from, I also know that's my pit of strength in my body. I know that when my mind is racing, man, I am so glad that my power of imagination is also racing, that we get to flip the script. And so when I know that I am in that sense of fear of missing out, it now gets to be my opportunity to choose faith instead. Faith that others will pick up the slack. The faith that in all time, all things will get done. The faith that I have established a good enough team of support around me that if I take a break and shut everything off, things will continue on. All of this is easier said than done. I'm pretty sure that's like the theme of spiritual principles, is easier said than done. Because when faith calls us into knowing that is what we're meant to be will be, we also have to trust the principle in and of itself. And that is where divine timing comes in. That the fear of missing out is also saying, I'm afraid that what is meant to be mine will not come or is not coming, or I will not be ready when it comes. That's not how divine timing works. The beautiful thing about divine timing is that divine timing is happening, whether we are in it and realize it or not. That if God is operating in this world, it is also operating in all of our affairs at any moment, whether we are privy to it and ready to see it or not. That is how principles work. In a metaphysics class with Paul Hasselbeck, he looked me square in the eyes and he said, Lily Mae, it doesn't matter if you want it or not. The principles are happening. You just get to see it. And sometimes we don't want to. That sometimes we get a nudge to do something that may feel very out of character for us, to make a call, to reach out via an email, to show up to a Sunday service, to say yes to an opportunity we're still unsure about. And the reason that nudge is there is because of the divine acting in our lives and in our affairs to say, now is the time. Here is the nudge. The power we have is to say yes or no. How many of us look back that there may have been a God nudge coming through clearly that at first we said no to? I bet you we all have them. That God said, hey, let's try this. You're ready. And that fear within ourselves said, oh no, I'm not ready. It's not happening. It's not me. I'm not ready. But the thing about what is meant to be ours being ours is that it may start out as a nudge, And then it gets very obvious. And then one of those spiritual 2x4s is going to come and hit you square across the head. Basically having God say, "What are you doing, my lovely child of God? You are not living up to your power and principles. Let's use these power and principles to do some good in the world, because this is your good to do. Let's go." But sometimes God is like a bossy mother who knows better than we do. That if God is all those things, that is a manifestation of God saying, "Here you go. On the time that is yours, for the things that are meant to be yours, that is where you will be pushed." And the funny thing that I've realized about divine timing when I turned back to use the truth, you know, because I was like, "Oh, Paul Hasselbeck's done some of my legwork already. Here's divine time right in here." You know what's not in here? Divine timing. Want to know why? Because God doesn't operate on time. Because if God is timeless and allness and all powerful, that the time that our human race consciousness has set to be something that dictates so much of our world, God does not operate there. God does not have a wristwatch. God does not know that it was the, you know, it was a Monday when you were being pushed into call to be doing something else. That God is timeless. And therefore, divine time is something that we have made for ourselves as humans. That these principles are things that happen that we can use. Principles do not use us. So divine time is happening. We can choose to see divine time. We can be in the flow of the divine, but at the end of the day, divine time is just another word for divine order. And divine order is a tricky stinker for principles in unity. Because so many people think that divine order is, I say that something's going to happen, and it's going to happen as I see it. But we know, and we can be remembered, and we can grow in our knowledge that divine order is not that. That the law of divine order can also be called the law of divinely ordering our good. This law describes how everything is changeable and comes into existence in an orderly way. That divine order is mind, idea, expression, and that everything has its resource in divine mind and God that contains all of the principles that we get to use. And so when we think about divine time as a piece that we have created within divine order, the sequence of things that is happening in an orderly fashion, whether we know it or not know it, whether we acknowledge it or not acknowledge it, we get called into knowing that what is meant to be ours will be ours, and that there will be enough time to get all that is ours to be done complete. I think Reverend Butch and I are some of the few that really like the Old Testament and pull from it a lot more than other churches. So bringing you some Old Testament wisdom from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Everything has its time. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather those stones together. A time to remember and a time to refrain from remembering. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Everything has its time. And the peace of divine time, knowing that it is in divine order, knowing that we are tapping in to the divinity that is supreme and timeless and all-encompassing, which is God, we have to negotiate our second principle, that we are of that God having a human experience. And I feel like this scripture so pulls on that human experience. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. But what we know is that the Bible can be taken metaphysically, and in unity we do. And so everything has its time. The pieces, and you may have heard them too, because the pieces that rubbed me the wrong way on first read, a time for war, a time to kill, a time to tear, a time to break down. You know, when you read these things without the context of metaphysics, this can get a little bristly. How many of us could stand here and say there's a time to kill? There's a time for war. But we know that the Bible is an example of evolving consciousness. And when taken metaphysically, we can see, and the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary tells us that any time that kill and war is coming up, it is talking about killing and being at war with ourselves, that it's all coming from our internal world. So how many of us would love to kill FOMO, that piece no longer serves us so we can let that die? How many of us feel at war in ourselves between the fear of missing out and having faith in something that is unseen? How many of us may jump straight to speaking and not taking enough time in the quiet and knowing that divine time is coming through? For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. That is faith right there. That it will all be done. I have no idea how, but I'm showing up in the knowing that it will be done. Probably not in the way that I thought. I would guarantee probably not in the way that I thought, because when I come in to faith with my immature version of faith, saying, well, I have faith that things are going to go X, Y, Z, that I have already established that this is the order of things. When I misuse and misunderstand divine order, saying, all right, God, this is how I'd like it. Number one, I believe that God has a sense of humor. And how many times is that going to crumble in front of us so we can try again? But ultimately, when we come in saying, this is how I want it to be, we are shortchanging our principles and the allness of God from being fully manifested in our lives, to take it well beyond what we ever thought possible. And that is what we are called to do with faith. And the funny thing about divine timing and FOMO and how much it happens online is that last night, when I was awake at about 3 a.m. I know usually when I'm awake, my mom told me this growing up, that when you wake up and you can't sleep, usually that's God's time to talk to you. So I roll over, and instead of like, you know, oh, maybe there's something coming forward, maybe I should sit and meditate. No, I roll over and I get on Instagram. You know the first thing I see? A post from a dear friend and poet of mine. Estelle Astoria is her name. And her post said, you are not missing out. The party is where your peace resides. She said, for those who feel like you're missing out, for those who feel like life is passing you and not happening to them or for them, for those who are not ready to start doing the people things again, for anyone who feels like they're left out or missing out, you're not. Wherever your peace is, that is where your party is. Be all there. And if that isn't God saying, hey, Lily, here's your wrap up buttoned up and done for you, I don't know what is. And I'm trusting that. That when we get to choose between faith and FOMO, I hope you choose faith. I hope that your FOMO gets to be the piece, the catalyst to say, I'm out of alignment. I'm choosing faith. And I wish you all of the knowledge that divine timing is working for your good, because it is. And so we take a moment to just be in that. And we are going to move into meditation knowing that the words that were meant for you came to you. The feelings that were yours in this moment will be yours. So let's take a moment. Settle into this space, settle into this time, settle into our bodies. If you connect with God by closing your eyes, I invite you to do so. If you don't, no worries. I invite you to just notice. Notice any ideas or beliefs or feelings that may have come up for you, that may still be present for you. I invite you to notice if there was any feeling in your body or anything that you notice happening in your body right now, just be present to it. And as we sink deeper into this time of noticing, we can be reminded that in principle, in silence, in the divine, there is no good and no bad, there just is. And I invite you to just settle into the breath pattern that works for your body as we just take a moment in the quiet. What is meant to be mine will be mine in the right time. What is meant to be mine will be mine in the right time. Say it after me. Divine time is present and available to me. Say it with me. Divine time is present and available to me. I am in the right place at the right time. Say it with me. I am in the right place at the right time. I choose faith. Together, I choose faith. I am faith. Together, I am faith. And so in this knowing that all of this is true, that we are faith-filled and in the flow, we say amen and come back to this space together. Thank you all for having me. It was so fun to be in the flow with each of you.
Thank you, Lily. We are enormously glad to have you here with us. We're going to move into a time of some fellowship, but I just want to send a message out to folks who might be viewing this on YouTube. If you are watching this recording, we do turn off the recording for our fellowship time so we can all feel free to share. But we really invite you to join us some Sunday. The information on spending time in the Zoom fellowship room with us is in our e-newsletters and our updates each week.